Welcome to Wolf 359. This is the log of Communications Officer Eiffel on board the
USS Festus Station, coming to you from the bridge.
This is orbit 597 of our day around Dwarf 359. Crap, I mean... Oh, mother. Okay, terminating log. Commander.
I'll be right there.
Come on, you useless hunk of junk. What's gone wrong now? Hephaestus systems check, please.
Warning. Critical systems error.
Yeah, that part I got. Which system? What's gone kablooey?
Warning. Critical systems error.
What do we got this time?
Critical systems error. Warning systems being vague as ever, but the check engine light's on, so I'm gonna say it's bad news bears.
Right. Begin manual systems check.
Woo-hoo.
Life support?
Negative. Still in the green.
Pressure?
Negative.
Navigation?
We're off optimal orbit by about 3 clicks, but it's not really life or death.
Right. Fuel, nominal. Electrical, normal. Temperature, stable.
What the hell else is there?
Warning, critical system.
You're not helping.
Well, that's not a happy sound.
Hold on. Engineering? There we go. Looks like our number 3 engine's overheating.
Oh, great.
Cutting fuel intake for number 3 engine, sealing off engineering, and preparing to vent section. Beginning heat transfer. Now.
All systems return to nominal.
How long was it this time?
29 minutes. Shortest gap between system failures yet.
It's getting worse.
That's 89 system failures in the last 3 days. Life support's still having coughing fits. Navigation's getting dizzy spells. And now one of the engines having hot flashes? What happens next?
Our power core explodes or the central processor shorts out. We all die painfully ever after. The end.
Commander, can't keep this up.
Yes, we can.
No, Barak, we can't. Hera could do this, but she had a brain the size of a Mack truck. When's the last time you got any sleep?
If you've got another idea, I'm ready to hear it. All right, come on. You said we were off course. Let's see if we can calculate a way to get back on track.
Commander, I haven't slept in 56 hours. You really don't want me doing math hopped up on seaweed brew. What else you got?
Well, it's been 10 hours. Someone needs to take Hilbert his rations.
Fine, I'll plot the course correction.
Eiffel.
It's fine, Commander. I'll do the stupid math to get us back on the stupid orbit. You can take Dr. Iscariot as gruel. What?
Doug, we don't have to talk about the Decima thing except as it affects what we do with Hilbert, but we do have to deal with him. You have to face him again sooner or later.
I know. I know, and I will, soon. Just not right now. I can't take a crazy Hilbert plot right this second, okay?
All right. I'll be right back. Let me know if anything else goes wrong.
Aye, aye.
Greetings, Commander. Was starting to worry you'd forget about me.
You're not an idiot.
And you have a lot to learn about flattery.
There are limits. There's only so far you can push your body. Only so long you can go without sleep. Everyone has their limits, even you.
What are you getting at?
You would know that running a station the size of the Hephaestus is not something you would be able to do. Not by yourself.
And so?
And so, I don't care how desperate you were to get rid of me and Eiffel, you would never put yourself in a situation that you couldn't get out of. You'd still need to have an AI system to keep the station running, which means you wouldn't cause any damage to Hera unless you were pretty sure you'd be able to fix it.
Shut the door. Let's talk.
Are you insane?
I just think it's worth considering as an option.
Oh, how silly of me. I really shouldn't be this close-minded about giving Hilbert a surefire way to kill us.
Look, I know it's risky.
There's the understatement of the year. It's not bad enough that our Hitchcock antagonist pumped me full of death virus. Now you want to hand him the keys to the station? In which parallel universe does this not end with the two of us living out the rest of our short-ass lives as Decima Chow?
Are you done? Okay, look. You're right. We can't keep running the station on manual. We need to get Hera back online, and Hilbert can do that.
Screw him! Let's get her back online ourselves! We've got the manual, we've got the system specs, we can figure it out.
Eiffel, thrilled as I am to hear that you consider us capable of repairing one of the most complicated heuristic systems that mankind has ever assembled, what we need is a genius who considers computational engineering a relaxing hobby. And, as luck would have it, I happen to have one of those rotting away in my observation deck.
And what exactly are you giving him in exchange for this house call?
He's agreed to help us pro bono just this once. Turns out he has about as much faith in our abilities to not destroy the station as you do. And he'd sleep better knowing there was a higher power to calibrate the engines.
And if he can stick some code into that higher power's brain to make it his eager servant, all the better, huh?
It's not like that. The damage to Hera's personality core was in the circuitry. We just need him to patch up the hardware. He won't be going anywhere near her code.
Chances are he doesn't need to. He's probably already got emergency code Alpha Victor 2.0 already in the system.
If that were the case, don't you think he would have used it last Christmas instead of ripping the AI core apart?
That's Hilbert Kool-Aid talking.
When did you get so paranoid?
Around the time that you...
Warning. Critical systems error.
Yeah. Starting systems check.
No, don't even bother. It's number 3 engine overheating again. Let's try seeing if we can vent the engineering section again.
Roger.
And pray this doesn't cause every pipe in the hydraulic system to burst.
All systems return to nominal.
I thought you'd be jumping up and down with joy at the possibility of getting Hera back.
Of course I am. I'd do anything to help get her back online again, but not him. I'm not doing it if it means that he gets to stick his fingers in her brain and mess around with her mind again. She deserves better than that.
Yes, she does. But Eiffel, I'm afraid that we don't have much of a choice. We need to do this before a critical piece of equipment breaks for good. So, I promise you, I will not let Hilbert hurt another member of this crew. He will only fix the circuitry that he damaged, and he will have my gun at his head for every second of that operation. And if he even attempts to do anything else, I will shoot him on the spot. You have my word.
Fine. Let's go before I come to my senses. But this time, I get a gun too.
Okay. I'll go get the doctor. You get our patient ready. How much longer is this going to be?
What I am attempting is fairly analogous to cranial reconstruction surgery with very limited resources. Please, a little patience. And are the firearms really necessary?
Yes.
Such lack of trust.
I'm sorry, but you're not the one who just found out he's been used as a build-a-virus workshop. No, actually, you're the opposite.
Tell me you're not still obsessing over your experimental exposure.
It's still nagging at the back of my mind, Dr. Hilbert, yes.
As I said, there is nothing to worry about. As long as I maintain its dormancy, you are at no active risk. You should be proud. The work that you are a part of could one day improve the lives of millions. And the key to that may be in here.
Don't touch me! Don't you dare!
Gentlemen, let's take a deep breath. Hilbert, get back to work.
All right, Gandhi, since you're so concerned with the greater good, what's going on with those transmissions from El Dorado?
You know as much as I do. Command has been aware of the possibility of alien life for some time now. I was instructed of a few contingencies to be watchful for, and measures to be taken.
And these contingencies were enough for you to throw away all your research with the Decima virus?
Extraterrestrial intelligence has always been a pet project of Mr. Cutter's. And if there's one thing I have learned working at Goddard Futuristics, it is that continued survival rests on never, ever keeping information from Mr. Cutter. There. Patched damaged circuits, rewired primary functions, found workaround for every major bit of hardware damage, so the AI's personality matrix should be able to come back online. More or less.
Should? More or less?
Damage fairly extensive. Lots of pathways to reroute, subpar equipment. Might notice changes in mother program, but autopilot system should engage.
What kinds of changes?
I'm curious about that myself. Oh, great.
Hilbert, plug her in.
Hold on to your butts. Hera?
Hephaestus.
Is anybody home?
Well, it's a very complicated system. It may take a moment for the mother program to respond.
So, does anyone have a game we...
What was that?
Sensors report combustion in the engineering section. Number 3 engine on fire. Eiffel, begin engine fire checklist.
Sure.
Prime fire containment system and get ready to shut off number 3 engine on my mark.
Right. And that stuff would be...
Oh, for the love of... Hilbert, I'm guessing that you're still a fan of not dying?
Correct, Commander.
Then get on that console and be ready to do exactly what I tell you. Eiffel, keep your gun to his head and shoot him if he so much as twitches without my say-so. Close number 3 thrust vent.
Closing number 3 thrust vent.
Close number 3 fuel line.
Closing number 3 fuel line.
Deploy liquid nitrogen reserves.
Deploying liquid nitro...
Why isn't anything working?
Oh, no. What? There is problem. As soon as I plugged AI program back online, central processors reset to default settings. All station controls have gone off manual. So nobody's driving this thing?
Navigational alarm. The station's going into decaying orbit. We're
Don't say falling into the star.
Hilbert, start shutting down the central processor. Eiffel, get the auxiliary power system ready.
What good's that gonna do?
We might be able to use aux power to run the hydraulic system and put the fire out that way.
Or you could all shut up for a second and let me think.
Hera? Is that you?
One moment, please. Unfamiliar neural conductor sequencer. Slightly reduced processing speed. New signal trace routing pattern. lovely to see you. Sorry for the slight delay. New circuitry, still sorting out where everything goes.
And we're delighted to hear your voice, Hera, but there is the tiny matter of our exploding engine.
Oh, sorry, I hadn't noticed. No, wait a minute. I can do that better. Upping sarcasm to 74%. Oh, I'm sorry, Commander. I hadn't noticed. Booting up fire containment system now.
Well, it's definitely Hera.
I might be able to help, I...
Step away from the console, Dr. Hilbert.
But I can divert the reserves
in the... Commander Minkowski, the less this man says, the better this will go. Get him away from the console. Now.
Hilbert, get away from the controls. Eiffel, shoot him if he says anything.
All right. Number 3 engine, fuel line, and thrust vent closed. Deploying fire containment system.
Guys, we're getting kinda close to the star.
Fire is out, Commander. Confirm?
Confirmed.
No, guys, seriously, we're getting really, really...
Yes, I see it. Engaging station propulsion system right now. As soon as I find the pathway that lets me control number 1 and 2 engines, please hold.
Hera?
Now would be a good time.
Hera. Hera. Hera, 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 Hera.
Got it. Engaging engines on a get out of here vector. Everyone hold on to something. This is going to get bumpy.
Well, folks, you'll be happy to hear that Hilbert has been safely locked back in his cell and, per your request, Hera, gagged until further notice.
That will no longer be necessary, Commander. I've been able to direct Eiffel to the directories containing emergency code Alpha Victor, and he's deleted it.
But if you want to leave the gag on for a few days just for kicks, you'll get no objection from us.
Go to bed, Eiffel. I'll take the first rotation.
Nah, I'm fine. How's the engine?
The late engine, you mean? It had pretty much burnt to a crisp by the time the fire went out.
Fortunately, our other 3 engines are fully functional, so we should be able to manage.
Hera, I've been meaning to ask you. Is there anything that you've seen Dr. Hilbert do that he forbid you to tell me about?
Well, Commander, I wouldn't be able to say, not without a direct...
I am giving you a direct order to override any secrecy protocols implemented by Dr. Hilbert.
Right. Wow. That's a relief. Okay, you're gonna want to get something to write with.
I have a good memory.
No, seriously, you're gonna want a notebook. Maybe 2.
Okay, I'll be right back.
It's so good to have you back, Hera. I missed you.
Go to bed, Officer Eiffel. You haven't slept in 3 days.
What? No. I want to hang out with you. And
talk. Just for a little while.
All right. Just for a little while. What do you want to talk about?
This has been Wolf 359, written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Shisharko. And the role of Hero was played by Michaela Sui. Original music by Alan Rohde and audio recording by Jared Paul. If you enjoyed tonight's episode, please take a moment to leave a review on our iTunes page. Reviews are integral to keeping a large, complicated ship running, so please help us avoid critical systems failures. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Twitter at wolf359radio for more information on our show.